Psalm 80, 1 through 7, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is a psalm of Asaph. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Awake your might, come and save us. Restore us, O God, make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty, make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. Israel was in a dire situation. Enemies had invaded the country and left it devastated. Without God's help, they were doomed. Maybe you feel that same way today. Maybe Asaph's prayer is your own, and you are praying, God, restore me. Devastating situations, even those of our own making, knock the props from under our lives. Circumstances set us back on our journey. Things we built are destroyed. Progress we made is lost. We need restoration. Let's just pray about that now. Father, I feel like my life looks like the nation of Israel after the enemies invaded. My home is in disrepair. Relationships have been damaged. My walk with you has been interrupted. I confess my sins before you. Please forgive me. I bring to you the rubble of my life. I ask that you rebuild it. I ask that you restore the joy that I once had living in harmony with you. This prayer continues, make your face shine up on me. Well, tough times can make us feel like we're living outside of God's sight. This prayer asks that God show his favor to us and shine on us with his approval. So let's just pray that as we close today. Father, where I am and what I have done has not been in line with your will or your instruction, and I'm sorry. Forgive me. Let me experience your grace. Remind me again that I am your child. Let me know your favor. Shine your approval on me, not because of who I am, but because of whose I am in Christ. I long to feel your smile on my life again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.